with their one luxury, an Islamic prayer rug, that night. Might as well use it for something useful, he thought absently. Omar glanced at Trace. A look of unadulterated hatred glinted in the obsidian eyes. He grinned unpleasantly and crooked his finger at him. Come, America, he hissed through broken teeth and rotting breath. Trace spit on the ground, unmoving, as he stretched his lips in a grimace to resemble a smile. It had become a game to him, taunting the bastards. The more he held out giving them anything, the more he knew they'd torture him. But in his mind, every stripe had been worth it. They'd lashed him, beaten him, attached electrodes to his body, and burned him. But they hadn't broken his spirit. He'd done it to stay alive. But he'd done it for Colin and Shane more. Sadly, he'd also endured it for Sanchez, Bolin, Manilow, Williams, Stevens, and Choi, the six he'd lost since they'd been captured. It was important the men have a strong leader to look up to. His father had taught him that, and he tried to live it. When Omar kicked Colin, who lay helpless on the floor, he glared at Trace. The boy rolled and groaned. Come, America, he said softly, grinning as he realized his message had gotten through. Colin wouldn't be left alone until Trace gave in.
Motherfucker!
Trace growled, rising to his feet as he surged forward. Out of the corner,